This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agud Mayed, Agud Yantif. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, which is the main place where the Torah discusses the mitzvah of Sukkos. And by the way, today's learning is Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Nachum Zev, by Rav Yosef Doiv, Mr. Farbowitz's father. L'sham Hashem and Aliyah, be a male at Yosher for the entire Mishpacha, for all the children, grandchildren, the great grandchildren, Ad B'yas Goyal Tzedek.
He was a common of the Chavetz.
So his Zechus should be a Megan for the entire Mishpacha. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor that the mitzvah of Sukkos, the Torah says, Aman Yedu Doirei Seichem, so that all future generations should know, Ki Basukos, Hayishavti, Es B'nei Yisrael, that all future generations should know that I situated the Klal Yisrael in Sukkos, v'hoitziyo oisam eretz Mitzrayim, when I took them out of Mitzrayim, ani Hashem alaykechem. And you may be familiar with a lot of the information that we're going to learn today, but as they say, ein beis hamedrash b'lay chiddush. Hopefully, as Hashem, we will add a few novel points. But we know there's machlokes tanoim. It's actually a machlokes between the Bavli and the Sifra, who says what, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. But nevertheless, Rashi tells us, Ki basukos hayshavti, what does it mean that I situated the Bnei Yisrael in Sukkos? Anane kavod. This refers to the clouds of glory. We know it's machlokes tanoim, whether it was anane akavod or it was Sukkos mamish. But nevertheless, Rashi seems to be taking sides in this machlokes, which is not really Rashi's regular practice. Rashi's not one to take sides in a machlokes tanoim, but nevertheless, Rashi chimes in and Rashi tells us the simple meaning of the pesukim. Rashi says in the beginning of Bereishis, "Va'ani lepshutai shamikra basi." I have come merely to teach you the simple interpretation of the pesukim. And one may think, one may say, well, the simple interpretation of the pesukim is that we sat in booths, not in some type of miraculous protection. But nevertheless, Rashi feels that the simple interpretation of the pesukim, ki basukos hayshavti, is anane akavod, miraculous clouds. And this is the opinion of the Targum as well. Bedil de yidun darechot, so that all future generations should know. Arevim taloyos anoni, oisevis yas b'nei Yisrael be'apakusi yasayin me'ar demetzrayim. That all future generations should know that in clouds of glory, bimataluyus anoni, clouds of glory, I situate them in Israel. Why does Rashi feel that this is pshutai shel mikra? Well, the super commentaries on Rashi, I believe the Mizrahi, points out that the language of hayshavti implies that this is something God did for us. If it was merely sukkos mamish, it would say ki basukos. Right, Yashu b'nei Yisrael b'hoitziyo yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Hayshavti implies this is something that on God's part He is giving to us, and therefore the simple interpretation of the pasuk is ananei kavod. And in fact, as uncharacteristic as it is for Rashi to take sides in machlokes tanoim, the Shulchan Aruch, which is certainly not a sefer of drush, the Shulchan Aruch itself takes sides in this machlokes. The Mechaber in Siman Tav Reish Nun Hey, Tafresh Chafhei, Mechaber says, Basukos teishvu shivas yamim, ki basukos hayshavti es b'nei Yisrael. What does this refer to? Heim anane kavod. This refers to anane kavod, shehi kifam bohem, that God surrounded us with, leval yikam shara v'shemesh, so that we would not be smitten by the heat and the sun. Okay. The obvious problem is that if the reason we sit in Sukkos is to commemorate that Hashem situated us in Sukkos when He took us out of Mitzrayim, the obvious problem is, well, we left Mitzrayim in the month of Nisan, in the spring. So it would be most logical to sit in Sukkos, not in Tishrei, but rather in Nisan. And this is the well-known question of the Torah in Siman Tafrei Shchafei. The Torah asks, even though we left Mitzrayim in the month of Nisan, God did not command us to sit in Sukkos in Nisan. Why?
would normally do.
Right. That's what you normally do, and therefore it would not be recognizable why you're sitting in the sukkah. A lot of people go out in the springtime to enjoy the spring weather. Lefishu yumaisakayetz. Sukkah's time is the end of the summer. V'derach kadam lasay sukkah letzel. And it's the Nisan time is the beginning of the summer. And many people, they go out into the sukkah, they go out into their huts, they go out into their backyards, and they lay in their hammocks. It would not be recognizable why we're doing the mitzvah. Therefore God commanded us that we should sit in the sukkah in the seventh month, Shehu zman hagishamim, which is the rainy season, bederach kaladam latzeis misukasai, and it is normal for a person to leave the sukkah then, right? What do people do sukkah's time and tishrei time? That's the time you start gathering in all the backyard equipment, you bring in the grill, right? You bring in the hammock, you bring in the porches, you bring in, you know, the places that you hang out in the springtime. And it's time to, you know, spend time in the indoors. Now it's indoor season. The sukkah's time is indoor season. So when people see Klal Yisrael, they're leaving their homes and they're going into the great outdoors, they're not thinking they're going outside to enjoy the weather. Look, that's when the rainy season begins. So this way it's recognizable that we're doing it for the mitzvah. V'leishev b'vesem. V'anachnu yoytzim min abayis. We leave the house. Leishev b'sukkah. B'zeh. Yira lechol. This way, it's recognizable to everyone. She mitzvahs hamelach hi aleinu laasoisai. That the command of God is upon us.
Didn't we once have shir on the samachto bechagecha that the anani had kavod returned? They went away.
So we'll see. Let's see.
Maybe that's what.
Let's see. So that's the question of the Torah. The Torah wants to know, why did Hashem command us to sit in sukkahs to commemorate the exodus of Egypt? Well, to commemorate the exodus from Egypt, we should sit in the sukkahs Pesach time, right? We should be eating the matzah in the sukkah, eat the maror in the sukkah, eat the charoses, have a seder in the sukkah. After all, it's commemorating precisely the exact same event. Okay. But we could add that the Torah has not completely answered the question. Why not? Because the Torah is merely giving us a reason why this season was chosen. But he has not provided us with a reason why this precise date was chosen. In other words, if the reason we sit in the sukkah in the rainy season is because this is a time of the year that it's recognizable, well, think about it. We don't start davening for rain until sukkah is over. So technically the rainy season has not begun. If you want to really make it recognizable, you should sit in the sukkah January, you know, when it's snowing outside. I mean, we've explained why we haven't used that half of the year. Okay, we've narrowed it down now to 6 months. But why precisely this time, the 15th day of Tishrei? Okay. Another major, very fundamental question is that we know in the Midbar, there were three major miracles in the Midbar. You had the man in the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. You had the Anani HaKavod in the zchus of Aaron HaKohen. And you had the Be'er in the zchus of Miriam, right? How do we know he had the Be'er in the zchus of Miriam? Because as soon as Miriam died, they had no water to drink. How do we know they had the man in the zchus of Moshe? That's what we learned in the Gemara in Tainus, that the man, Moshe, what himter lohem es haman. The Anani HaKavod was in the zchus of Aaron HaKohen, because Vayar Ham Ki Gava Aaron, right? They saw we were revealed. So I have a question for you. You have three things. You have food, you have water, and you have the clouds of glory. Of these three miracles, which one would you say is the most important? I would say either the food or the water. Yeah? If you're in a desert, you either need to eat or you need to drink. Do you need heavenly clouds?
Yeah, the B'nai Shlomo didn't complain about the clouds.
That's a luxury. That's a luxury.
It's not a luxury.
Why?
You couldn't live with the sun if you were completely exposed.
So you build a tent.
If there were no Anani HaKavod, you couldn't live.
You build a tent.
Yeah.
You build a tent.
They didn't only complain. They complained about Mayim and they complained about food. They didn't complain about the Ananiya Kabbalah.
Of all the things to make a Yom Tov over, you're going to make a Yom Tov to celebrate clouds? I mean, when was the last time you woke up in the morning thinking, you know what?
Oh, look at the clouds.
Oh, I hope it's a cloudy day today.
You're a lifeguard.
Right?
You're a lifeguard.
Right? Even now we go swimming indoors. But nowadays, when was the last time you woke up in the morning in the summer, you know? I really hope it's a cloudy day. Not just regular clouds. Thick, dark clouds. When was the last time you were happy about clouds? Food! You have a good lunch, you know? Well, maybe you remember to say thank you to your wife. You have a good drink, okay. But clouds? And of all the Nisim that we celebrate, what do we celebrate? There is no Yom Tov commemorating the Man. There is no Yom Tov commemorating the air. Well, a Yom Tov, what? Commemorating clouds. I mean, come on. You got the wrong miracle. And this question is raised by the Beis Elikim in the Shar HaYisoidos in Parak Lamed Zayin, the Beis of the Ma'abit. It's also brought down by the Chida in Parshas Emor. And one answer that is given that we're not going to get into today is precisely the fact that it was a luxury is why we celebrate it. Because what's the big deal? God gave us food. He threw us in the midbar. He has to give us food. We're going to die without food. God gave us water. Shkayach. He threw us in a desert. He has to give us water. But the fact that Hashem is not only concerned with our necessities, but He's concerned for making life pleasurable for us, that demonstrates a certain element of the relationship we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that He loves us so much. He's interested in providing even for things that we don't need. But we would like to explore today some added insight into this question.
Why wouldn't they need it?
Clouds?
If it wouldn't have needed it, the Rabbi Shalom wouldn't have given them.
We didn't need it.
Stadium.
Could have survived.
We could have had regular clouds. We needed clouds of glory.
The sun was so hot.
Mr. Sherman, God could have put regular clouds. But yeah, these were not regular. These were Anani HaKavod.
They came on Anani HaKavod because they saved the Jewish people in Midbar.
Now, Ananika means that this was God's presence.
Yeah, God's presence.
God could protect it. He could have made an umbrella.
Without God's presence, there's no Jewish people.
He could have given us sunscreen. He could have given us
Suntan lotion.
Some people like to get a suntan. People in the hottest days of the year, right? They sit in direct sunlight. They take it in. Yeah, okay. Now, Abai said, we're going to take a look at an amazing diuk that really the Mesha Chachma draws our attention to. And that is what Sukkos is called in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Kisisa, and in Parshas Emor. Parshas Mishpatim, what is Sukkos called? Chag Ha'asif, the Yom Tov of
gathering.
What do we gather? The grain. We gather the grain. Is it called Chag HaSukkos? No. Is it called Mayadim LaSimcha? No. It's called Chag HaAsif. Parshas Kisisa. What is the Yom Tov of Sukkos called? Chag HaAsif. All of a sudden, we get to Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Emor, Chag HaSukkos Ta'asa L'cha Shivas Yamim. Chag HaSukkos? When did it become Chag HaSukkos? What happened? Why in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Kisisa it's not called Chag HaSukkos, and all of a sudden we get to Sefer Vayikra, it's called Chag HaSukkos. Okay, let's take a look at another Medrash. In number 8, this is the Medrash Shemais Rabbah, Parsha Beis Oishei. On the Pasuk, Vayina Ages Hatzayin Achar HaMidbar, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Lama HaYeroidei FlaMidbar. Why did Moshe run to the Midbar? Lefisha Ra She Yisrael Nisalu Min HaMidbar. Moshe realized that Klal Yisrael would be greatly elevated in the Midbar. Shenemar, Mi Zois Oila Min HaMidbar. Who is this who rises from the Midbar? Shehaya Lahem Min HaMidbar HaMan. They had in the Midbar the Man. VeHaSlav, VeHaBe'er, VeHaMishkan, VeHaShchina, Kihuna, Malchus, VeAnane HaKavod. So, is this medrash good for you? You like this medrash? There's a major problem on this medrash. What's the major problem on this medrash? It's out of order. Because, wait a second. When did the Bnei Yisrael start getting the man?
The first day of
Israel. When they're out of Mitzrayim. When they're out of Mitzrayim. Really? Right when they left Mitzrayim?
No.
The matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim lasted for how long?
40 days.
30 days, right? Until Pesach Sheni. So if that's the case, the man they didn't have right away. But the Anane HaKavod, when did they get the Anane HaKavod? Immediately. The Anan protected them from the Mitzrayim, firing the nuclear missiles. Right? So if that's the case, the Matanos that Klal Yisrael, God in the Midbar, that are described in this Medrash are out of order. First it should say Anane HaKavod, and then it should say all the others. Okay. Next question is one of my favorite questions. And that is, raise your hand. Who here bought the lulav and esrog before Yom Kippur? I could testify to that, right? Who bought the lulav and esrog before Yom Kippur?
Technically, I did.
Technically, you did.
Because I paid for it before.
You paid for it before. I hope you didn't use a check.
Because?
Check is not a kinyan.
Really?
Yeah, it's a promissory note.
That's what?
What happens if they cash it?
Ah, if they cash it, that's a... But that's a discussion in halacha. If you want... It's a discussion in halacha. Most contemporary poskim hold checks are not cash. And therefore, since you need to own your esrog midai raisa, and midai raisa... Midai raisa, if you give kesef...
But if the person gives it to you and you pick it up and you do mishicha... And the person who's selling to you is mine. Ah, they give it to
so
you.
Kesef is a Kenyan. Hagbah is not a Kenyan midai raisa.
No, but it's good.
On metaltolin. Only Kesef. Now the Chachamim were masakin that Hagbah is a Kenyan. But that ain't going to help you for a midai raisa. So therefore, it is recommended that you actually pay for your lulav and esrog before the Yom Tov of Sukkot and don't buy it on credit and don't buy it with a check.
Why? A check today is considered by
Kesef. Not in halacha.
Yeah, Kesef doesn't bounce. Checks do.
Okay. But in any event, but that's a side point. Yeah? That's a side point.
Okay.
If you want to pay with a check, it's always recommended to have a nickel on you. Give the nickel also. Unless you know for sure they're going to cash it before the yom. Okay. But it has nothing to do with anything. Says Amate Ephraim. In places that they have a lot of esrog merchants, let's say Main Street, right? There is no shortage of moichrei esrog. Noyagin anshe maisa liyos rizin makdimin liknois lohem esrogim yafim mehudam. These rizim, the people who are haste and zealous to do mitzvos, they buy beautiful esrogim. When b'chein lahachim lohem lulam adasam b'tzarach mitzvos achag. B'chol ish lefihainoi va'ashra yichaber Hashem b'mah shechanano. Any person, based on his assets, should honor God with what he has. In other words, buy it before Yom Kippur. Why? Uzchus machsheves ha-mitzvah ha-yikar ha-zois. And the zchus, well, there's no mitzvah to buy a lulav and esrog, right? There's no mitzvah in the Torah to buy a lulav and esrog. But the thought... What?
You're not allowed to steal it, you have to buy it.
Yeah, but there's no mitzvah to buy it. The mitzvah is to take it on right. Sukkot, right?
Yeah,
but there's no... buying a lulav and esrog is not one of the 613 mitzvahs. It's a hechsher mitzvah. But the thought of doing the mitzvah will retroactively join up with the act of the mitzvah to tip the scales before Yom Kippur. Shehu mitzvah for l'maisa tachriya oise l'kav z'chus b'yoyim adin ha-kadosh. In other words, says the Amate Ephraim, when should you buy your lulav and esrog? Before Yom Kippur. This way, buying the lulav and esrog, what? Will tilt the scales. Unless you know, you'll be able to get better merchandise after Yom Kippur. Very interesting. So the Amate Ephraim, I could have gone two ways. I could have said, you know what? Better to buy the lulav and esrog before, tilt the scales, or... maybe buy it immediately after Yom Kippur to go from one mitzvah to the next mitzvah. Like the Mate Ephraim says with the mitzvah of Sukkah. What does he say in number 10? Hamedaktikin masilin miyad b'matzah yom kippur ba'asiyas ha-sukkah kidei latzis mi-mitzvah o-mitzvah. When it comes to sukkah, he says, when should you build a sukkah? Immediately after Yom Kippur. Immediately after Yom Kippur. Well, why don't we say build a sukkah before Yom Kippur to tilt the scales? After all, there's a bigger inyan to build a sukkah than there is to buy a lulav and esek. Because actually, building a sukkah, you can make the case that building a sukkah is also a mitzvah.
Yeah, but if you build a sukkah before, you're building yourself a hut for the sun or whatever.
Why? You're building it for sukkahs.
No, I'm building a shame sukkah.
Yeah, it's not a sukkah yishana.
If you build the same sukkah, you could do it
the whole year. And then certainly within 30 days, even Beis Shammai says, right, you could build it within 30 days. So why is it when it comes to lulav and esrog, you should buy it before Yom Kippur, because you want to tilt the scales. And when it comes to sukkah, you should build it after Yom Kippur to go from one mitzvah to the next. I could have said the exact opposite. Build the sukkah before to tilt the scales. Buy the lulav and esrog right immediately after Yom Kippur to go from one mitzvah to the next.
Sukkah you can use all year round. So if you build the sukkah too early, you can say, yeah, you're building it for personal use. You know, not to do it.
But again, we have in the Mishnah...
The Avamina can only be used on sukkahs.
Okay. But sukkah, the Mishnah already gives us a klal that the time frame for the mitzvah of sukkah is within 30 days.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we come to something that it seems that you're all familiar with. And that is the commentary of the Vilna Gaon on Shir HaShirim. Mm. And the Vilna Gaon, I always like to review this in my mind every year, really gives us a completely different understanding of the entire Yom Tov of Sukkot. But I saw recently that this comment of the Vilna Gaon is actually the Targum on Shir HaShirim. On the pasuk that says, Ad sheyafuach hayoim v'nasu hatzilalim, look on the Targum in Shir HaShirim, the Targum says what we're about to say. Says the Vilna Gaon, let me tell you something. Everybody knows that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we had Anana Yaakovid. But we don't make any Yom Tov on having the miraculous Anana Yaakovid. After all, we don't make a Yom Tov for the man. We don't make a Yom Tov for the Be'er. The Jewish people do not make Yomim Tovim out of miracles. We don't just make a Yom Tov. Oh, a miracle happened. Make a Yom Tov. Many miracles have happened. Look at what?
Yetzias Mitzrayim was not a miracle.
It was thousands of miracles. Just the fact that a miracle happened, we don't make a Yom Tov.
We make a Yom Tov for ourselves. That is inside. Yeah.
It's to commemorate the miracle?
Besides Chanukah.
Chanukah? Do we make a miracle? Is it to celebrate the miracle?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit? Or is it to celebrate the fact that we were not annihilated, or we were not wiped out, or that the mitzvahs were preserved? Just the fact that a miracle happens, look in the Gemara. Look how many miracles are mentioned in the Gemara. When somebody lit candles with vinegar and it burned, we make a Yom Tov because of that. When hundreds of instances of Tchias HaMesim occur in the Gemara, we make a Yom Tov.
When the sun comes out, we don't.
When a miracle happens by itself, that may not be sufficient reason to make a Yom Tov. Let's see. Let's explore this. Rather, what happened? Says the Vilna Gaon, Uvaze Yeturatz Masha Hikshu. With this, we can answer what we asked. Lama Anachnu Oisim Sukkos B'Tishrei. Why do we sit in Sukkos and Tishrei? Kivan Shu Neged Hekef Anane Kavod. If it's to remind us of the great miracle Anane Kavod, Hoya Roy Lasleis B'Nisan, we should have made Sukkos in Nisan. Ki B'Nisan Hoya Tchilas Hekef Hananim. In Nisan is when the Ananim surrounded us at first. Avol Nireh, says the Vilna Gaon, and this is not the Vilna Gaon's own chiddush. Again, this is brought down in the Targum on Shir HaShirim. Lefi shekisha asu es ho'egel nistalku ho'anonim. Okay, remember this. When we made the egel, the anane HaKavod left. So think about it. When did Klal Yisrael make the egel? Yitzayin Tammuz. So Moshe, what happened on Vav Sivan? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. He comes down when Yitzayin Tammuz, he sees the Jewish people making the egel. He breaks the luchais. What happens? Anane HaKavod, adios. They disappear. what happens to the future of the Jewish people? It's in jeopardy. What does Hashem say to Moshe? Holy Moses, I am going to wipe out this people, and I'm going to make you into your own nation. So Moshe Rabbeinu Dama, no, save them. So Hashem says, fine, but I don't want to be with them. I'll send my angel to guide them. I'm not going to guide them myself. My presence is not going to lead them. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai another 40 days. From when? From Yud Ches Tammuz until right before Elul. He goes up a third time. God says, let's take two. Come up. And when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on the 10th day of Tishrei, he hears the two magic words. Salachti kidvarecha, you are forgiven. I will not destroy the Jewish people. But guess what, God said? They're forgiven. But you go your way, and I'll go my way. And we have nothing to do with each other anymore. Yeah, you have to do the mitzvahs, and I'll reward you, and I'll punish you. But that relationship is not there. Remember Reb Zelig? When we used to go to Shimon's Pizza every Tuesday afternoon together. So fine, I forgive you, but I'm not taking you out to Shimon's Pizza anymore. That's it.
I don't like Shimon's Pizza.
Shh. La Bella, wherever you like. Yeah, wherever you like. But we can't do that anymore. Just because I'm not holding a grudge against you and I forgive you, but I don't love you anymore. That's so Yom Kippur. Klal Yisrael heard the wonderful news. Salachti kidvarecha. However, in a sense, it was devastating. You know why it was devastating? Because God said, Hine anochi shaleich malach. I'm not going to guide you anymore. I'll send you my angel. Says the Vilna Gaon, they're very important. Be'oz lo'ichazru, the anane hakava did not return, ad shehizchilu lasos ha-mishkan, until they began to build the Mishkan. Now, when was that? Moshe came down on Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur, they hear the magic word Salachti Kivarecha. The next word, Moshe gave them the command to build the Mishkan. What day was that? The 11th. Uvemachras Yom Kippurim vayakel Moshe v'tziva amaleches haMishkan v'zehayu b'yir aleph tishrei. And the Jewish people brought nedavos for how many days? Ba boiker. The 12th. The 13th. What happened on the 14th? They stopped bringing. On the 14th, all the wise-hearted people brought Moshe the gold by count, by weight. And then, on the 15th, when they built the Mishkan, guess what came back on the Mishkan? That's a good question. So let's just get first what the Vilna Gaon is saying. Says the Vilna Gaon, the Sukkis is not a celebration of Anani HaKavod. It's not. We don't celebrate miracles. We don't celebrate the man. We don't celebrate the be'er. That's what we're adding from the grind. We don't celebrate miracles. It's not a celebration of Anani HaKavod. It's a celebration of the return of the Anani HaKavod. And the return of Anani HaKavod happened precisely on this date. On the 11th, they were commanded to build the Mishkan. The 12th and the 13th, they brought Nedavos. The 14th, they stopped. The 15th, they started building. That is when the Anani HaKavod returned.
Was the Shechina in the Anani HaKavod, or it only came when the Mishkan was...
The Shechina was the Anani HaKavod. Now, Rabbeisai, let's think for a moment, because that year, Rosh Hashanah was what day of the year?
Shabbos.
L'chayra Shabbos. That means the first day of Sukkot was?
Shabbos.
If that's the case, how are they allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos?
More than that, they're not allowed to build the Mishkan even on the first day Yom Tov.
What was it?
The first 8 days, Torah
tells you
it's Yom Tov.
Well, that we don't...
Sasu.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see for a moment. But the Yom Tov came after the fact. Right? Let's see. In the Avodas HaGershuni, number 12, he quotes over this Vilna Gaon also. Okay, Hatam Asher Mitzvah Sukkah He Betesu L'Chodesh Hashvi'i Sheshar Shatam Asher Mitzvah Sukkah Hu Amar Shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nesratza Lishkan B'Seich B'nei Yisrael. And the fact that God relented and He acquiesced to dwell among the Jewish people. Not to deliver us into the guidance of an angel, like God had set out originally. And Klal Yisrael said, no. If God, you don't lead us, we're not leaving. We want you. Instead, God allowed the Shekhinah to dwell among us. Why? He has a little bit of a different account. On the 10th, Moshe came down. He told B'nai Yisrael to build the Mishkan. And that God would dwell among us forever. And God would never leave us. And on the day after Yom Kippur, he commanded them to bring donations. Like it said, that is why God commanded us to keep Sukkot on the 15th. We want God's pleasantness to be upon us.
Do they comment on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Yontif 7 days? Here, Matan Torah, we celebrate one day. Why? Because the Anani Kavod came back, is it a 7 day Yontif?
Good question.
Thomas,
I don't know if we're going to answer it.
Thomas tells you it's a 7 day, it's 8 day.
Yeah. Okay, now let's look in the last paragraph over here, just to address this last question. Because if it comes out that the first day of Sukkot was Shabbos, this doesn't fit into our Cheshbon, because you're now to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Hine mashma le'el bebir she'ar shirim. It is mashma earlier in his explanation on Shirashim, Shabbi Yodal b'tishrei notlu koch hacham lev mimoshe asazov. Amnam, harab rab gershon bala havodis gershoni kosev shesham rabbeinu shabbi yom yodal hechwizu shelo yaviyu oir. Basically, what are we saying now? We're learning that Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos, Sukkot was then Shabbos. That means Yom Kippur was what day of the week?
Monday.
If Tesvav was Shabbos, Yod Aleph was Friday, Yod Gimel was Thursday, Yod Beis was Wednesday, Yod Aleph was Tuesday, Yom Kippur was Monday. Right? However, if you look in the Baal HaTurim says that on Shabbos the Torah was given. If that's the case, Yom Kippur of that year was on a
Shabbos.
Tuesday.
Shabbos? If it's Shabbos.
And on Wednesday, that means on Wednesday, Hashem told Moshe, Moshe told Klal Yisrael to build the Mishkan. And they brought Nedavos.
You can't change the calendar date. The 50th day would have been Friday. Even though we gave it on the Shabbos, that's the 51st day.
Okay,
so
but if Shabbos...
Would have, you know, you would have to then work around with Kumbale and Chaser to get a Tuesday out of Yom Kippur.
If Yom Kippur was Tuesday, right, then it comes out, when did they get the command to build the Mishkan? Wednesday. They brought the Nedavos Thursday, Friday. Shabbos, they said no more. And Sunday, they started building the Mishkan. Okay, so this is a big discussion, exactly how you reconcile what the Vilna Gaon is saying with the calendar dates of that year. But in any event, Rabbi Isai, in any event, this is what the Vilna Gaon tells us. The Vilna Gaon is telling us that Sukkot is not a celebration of the miracle of Anani HaKavod. It's a celebration of the return of the Anani HaKavod. And in fact, many, many people point out that this Vilna Gaon is precisely What the Vilna Gaon explains, what we say in the Yom Tov davening, we say, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, ahavta esanu v'ratzi sabanu. Says the Vilna Gaon, Ata b'chartanu mikol ha'amim, when did God select us from all the nations? He took one nation out of another. When did God select us? By which Yom Tov?
Pesach.
Ahavta esanu. When did God show His love to us? Ava, Rabba, Ahavtanu, Hashem, Elokeinu, Chemlo, Gedolo, Shavuos. Viratzi sabanu. What is ratzon? What does it mean, viratzi sabanu? It's not kapara. God did not forgive us on Sukkot. If let's say, you know, somebody insults me and I forgive them, that's not ritzoi. That's kapara. I forgive you. But you insulted me publicly. Fine, I forgive you. But I'm not going to dance with you at my simcha the way I used to. The relationship is not there anymore. The definition of ritzoi is where I forgive you so much that our relationship reverts back to the way it was. It's chadesh yameinu kekedem. That's beyond kapara. Ritzoi is where the relationship is restored. So when was it viratzi sabanu that God not only forgave us for the egel, but what? He was meratzat us. That's viratzi sabanu. So the Vilna Gaon says, "Ata b'chartanu mikol ha'amim is Pesach, ahavta esanu is Shavuos, viratzi sabanu is Sukkot." Look in the Siddur Hagra. V'hinei bo ha'gimel l'shanes neged ha'shalish v'galim kesidra. Ki ata b'chartanu hu be'es yitzias Mitzrayim, ahavta esanu is Maimon Har Sinai. Like we've had many shiurim on what the fact that Shavuos is like the chasana of Klal Yisrael, that God married us. And that's where Chag HaSukkos comes. So Rabbi says it's an amazing thing. We're going to add something to the Vilna Gaon, and something that we never spoke out before. Think about the next stanzas. Ata v'chartan mikol ha'amim, ahavta esanu v'ratzi sabanu. Okay. V'roimam tanu mikol ha'lashonos. God exalted us over all languages. When was that? We could say, back to Pesach. Because one of the reasons we left Mitzrayim is, Shaloi Shinu es L'shaynam. V'raymam tanu shalom. V'kidash tanu b'mitzvay secha. God sanctified us with His mitzvahs. When was that? Shavuos. V'kerav tanu malkeinu l'avadzen. He brought us close again. That's back to Sukkos.
Two cycles.
Yeah. Then we could add one more thing. What's the concluding stanza? Bishimcha Hagadol v'Hakadosh Aleinu Karasa. He allowed His name to be called on us. The Gemara says, when you build the sukkah, Shem Hashem Chal Olav. The name of God takes effect upon the sukkah. So the last stanza could be going on the Yom Tov of Sukkot also. Bishimcha Hagadol v'Hakadosh Aleinu Karasa may refer to the sukkah. Rabbi Yisai, let's break over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.